Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
Well, Greek voters may say bunk this weekend, while Spain is officially junk. That's the verdict from the ratings agencies and from bond investors at an auction of Spanish bonds today. Interest rates, and therefore the cost to the Spanish government of borrowing, hit a Eurozone record. 10-year bond yields hit 7%. That's a level many analysts believe is unsustainable, and which is the level where Portugal and Ireland were forced to ask for bailouts in order to meet their financial obligations. It's not the only pocket of uncertainty in Europe today. Bit of a cliffhanger coming this weekend as Greek voters go to the polls this weekend in an election that could decide if that country will stay in the Eurozone at all. According to the latest polls, the pro-Euro bailout New Democracy Party stands neck and neck with the anti-bailout Syriza Party for first place in the polling. Joining us now, Mark Lowen, correspondent for our partner, the BBC, in Athens. Mark, welcome to the program.
Hi, John.
And let's lay out the set of events that could be set into motion if Syriza wins and delivers on its campaign promise, essentially, to avoid any more austerity measures.
Well, the Syriza leader gave a press conference this week saying that if the party wins on Sunday in the election here, then on Monday the bailout will cease to exist. So what he effectively wants to do is turn Greece's back on the international loan agreement with the EU and IMF and get rid of all of the austerity measures. Now, why does that send shivers down the spines of European Union leaders? Well, because they say that Greece has to continue with its cost-cutting path in order to continue to receive international loan money. If Greece rejects the bailout, rejects the cost-cutting, then Greece's international loan will simply be turned off, and then this country would be forced into a messy default on its debt and probably be forced to leave the euro as early as sometime in July, when Greece would simply run out of money.
Mark Lowen, what does the Syriza leader imagine can happen here to get rid of austerity, to basically turn your back on the bailout? Are they going to start printing drachmas? Do they have a supply of euros that we don't know about?
Mr. Tsipras, who leads Syriza, says that he wants Greece to stay in the euro. He believes that this country can renegotiate, revoke altogether the bailout agreement and yet stay in the euro. I think what he is betting on, really, is that this is all pretty much a game of a very, very high-stakes brinkmanship with the European Union, that no European Union leader really wants Greece to leave the euro, because if this country were to leave the euro, it could potentially encourage other indebted countries to start questioning their own euro membership, like Portugal and Ireland, and then of course the whole ideological framework of the European project could start to unravel bit by bit. So the Syriza leader feels that he can negotiate with Brussels, with Berlin, and yet stay in the euro. At the moment, no side is willing to budge, no side is willing to blink first. It is, of course, it's not a foregone conclusion that he will win, because as you say, he's neck and neck with the pro-bailout centre-right party New Democracy, who wants to renegotiate some clauses of the bailout, but still stick with the bailout and stick with the cost-cutting. So it's really a kind of neck-and-neck race for this Sunday, and really Eurozone leaders are holding their breath.
And are Eurozone leaders on the record specifically saying that if certain conditions aren't met, then boom, you're out of the Eurozone? Or is this a good bet that Syriza is making that the EU might back down?
They've gone pretty far in saying that Greece has to stick to its reform path, stick to the cost-cutting, or risk leaving the euro. They haven't said it in so many terms, so many words, but they have hinted at it very, very clearly, leaders from Angela Merkel in Germany to François Hollande, the new French president, to David Cameron in London, all of them saying that Greece must stick to its commitments, must honour its obligations, if it wants to stay in the euro. And so really this election has boiled down in a sense to a referendum on Greece's euro membership. It is simply too close to call for the moment, but it is an election that will have implications far beyond Greece's borders.
From Athens, we're talking with Mark Lowen, correspondent for our partner, the BBC. So let's go to the streets of Athens and other cities around the country of Greece. How are people feeling right now? Do they have a sense of dread over this referendum? Is it really sort of austerity thumbs up on one side and austerity thumbs down on the other?
There are a lot of there's a lot of feeling of anti-austerity throughout Greece. There is a feeling that people are fed up with the austerity measures, fed up with the cuts that have driven up unemployment to a record 22%. The figures came out today, and among young people, 54%, a
wow.
staggeringly high figure for youth unemployment. Businesses are closing, crime rate is going up. Greeks are really fed up with the austerity, the burden of cost cutting, but. This is the paradox, John, that the vast majority of Greeks want to stay in the euro, 80% according to the latest polls. So Greeks really feel that they've had enough of the cost-cutting, yet they want to stay in the single currency. Can they achieve both? EU leaders say no, but this is really the choice facing this nation on Sunday.
Ultimately, it may come down to which candidate and which party can project a level of stability, whatever scenario that they choose. If Greece leaves the eurozone, what's the worst case scenario that the Greek voters are being told about?
Well, that a return to the drachma would be pretty disastrous for the country. It would lead to massive inflation. It would mean that the new drachma would have to be heavily devalued, so imports would become extremely expensive. There would probably have to be capital controls because people would try to smuggle euros across the borders out of Greece. So a picture of chaos is being painted for a return to the drachma. That is why there is such a high level of support for the euro. But bear in mind that Greece has sacrificed enormous amounts to stay in the euro. It is in its fifth consecutive year of recession, the worst recession of any country in modern history. And so the choice really facing the Greek people is, do we bite the bullet, do we sacrifice even more to keep the euro, or do we throw in the towel and say, enough is enough, let's just go back to basics and go back to a new currency? There are those who say, Greece has reached the bottom, it has to try something new, it has to try a new drachma. But that's not the majority view. But if an anti-bailout government is elected on Sunday, then really the whispers of Greece leaving the euro will become pretty loud cries in all of the corridors of power in Brussels and Berlin and beyond.
When do the polls open,
there
Mark?
There will be a lot of pressure.
The polls open
Sunday
on Sunday
morning, 7 a.m.
When will we know the result?
Exit polls, 7 p.m. local time, and then a pretty clear result by midnight.
All right. Mark Lowen, correspondent for our partner, the BBC, on the Greek election this Sunday. He was joining us from Athens.